It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's minimum wage goes up today. It's now set at $12.32. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Over the past 4 years, the state minimum wage has made big annual leaps, almost a dollar a year, thanks to a law passed by voters in 2016. That process ended last year, and now the annual increases are back to being controlled by inflation. Regular workers will get 32 cents more an hour, while tipped workers will see their base pay rise to $9.20 an hour. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A new state law makes it easier for people to claim unemployment if they've had to leave a job because of domestic violence at home. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Domestic violence can disrupt people's jobs, whether they're fired because of their abuser's interruptions at work or they're afraid that the abuser will find them on the job. Here's State Representative Dominique Jackson.
There were many people who spoke to having to leave their job through no fault of their own. And so, of course, they needed to apply for unemployment because they still needed to pay the rent and feed their families.
Jackson was a sponsor of a new law to make that process easier. The state labor department will no longer ask for documentation of domestic violence, such as court orders, on unemployment applications. The new law goes into effect January 21st. It's expected to benefit about 500 families per year. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Residents in Pueblo will soon be getting reverse 911 calls when elevated levels of COVID-19 are detected in nearby wastewater. Here's KRCC's Andrea Chalfin.
The city has 7 wastewater basins. When higher levels of the virus are detected in one, residents there will receive a recorded voice and text message alerting them to the increase. Mayor Nick Gratisara says it's an early warning system meant to encourage residents to get tested.
Hopefully that will give us some early warning of COVID in the area and will allow residents to take measures that are necessary to protect themselves.
Wastewater testing has shown to be effective in predicting outbreaks of the virus. According to the state, the utilities participating in wastewater testing for COVID-19 serve more than half of Colorado's population. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
It's 21 degrees in Pueblo, currently 18 in Durango, and 30 degrees in Denver. This is CPR News.